This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
A big crowd on hand tonight in Zebulon, North Carolina. Saturday Night Baseball on the road, and it's live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Hello, everybody. An early happy 4th of July to you, July 2nd, but everybody's still out at the ballpark celebrating today. It's game 5 of this 6-game series between your Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. I'm Andrew Chapman, joined on the road for the first time this season by Colin Casey, and we are getting set for a 6:30 first pitch tonight in Zebulon, Five County Stadium. Again, game 5 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. Fayetteville is trying to find themselves back in this series. The Mudcats at this point have guaranteed a split on their end with a win yesterday. If you weren't with us, it was a game that the Woodpeckers trailed early. They gave up 5 runs in the top of the second inning, the bottom of the second inning to the Carolina Mudcats. There was a throwing error involved in that second, along with an RBI double from Jeremy Vargas and Jackson Chorio. RBI ground out as well from Hendry Mendez to go up 5-0. And the Woodpeckers were unable to figure out the Carolina starter. Steven Cruz was dominant. He went 6 scoreless innings yesterday. And Dalen Miley, after giving up those 5 runs in the second, he was removed in replacement of Edinson Bautista. And Colin Edinson was absolutely outstanding yesterday. He gave the Woodpeckers every chance to try and climb back into that game.
Yeah, he really did. He pitched one of his best outings of the season, going 5 2/3, just a pair of hits allowed, pair of walks allowed, and 5 strikeouts. He really stabilized things after that rough second inning. Came in, Miley, as tough of an outing as it was for him, it wasn't all on him. The big error really kind of set the tone for that whole inning. Fell into a 5-0 hole, but as you mentioned, Batista came in, stabilized things, gave him a fighting chance. He had the 2-run home run from Ramirez that kind of gave them a bit of a spark offensively, but at the end of the day, Woodpeckers only finished with 4 hits, and 3 of them came from Yeris Ramirez or Joey Loperfido. So looking for a more complete offensive effort. We've only seen it a couple of times in the beginning of the series, but since then, 2-1 loss and then just 2 runs put up as well. So they'll look to turn things around here. Something about these Mudcats, they are really tough to play against in this ballpark. They've been outstanding at home all season long, 22-15 their record, and obviously off to a 3-1 start in this series. So see if they can turn things around. Nick Swanson's been pitching pretty well as of late, had a couple of strong outings on his end in the month of June. Yeah. He'll look to keep that going. And the pitching hasn't been the concern over the last couple of outings. It's just been really trying to get some offense going, and that's something that Woodpeckers and Joe Thon would like to see here to close out the series over the final 2 games here on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, even with the difficult second inning that Dalen Miley had yesterday, you scratch out his appearance, and you had 3 really good starts. Christian Mejias, notably on Thursday, went 4 2/3 scoreless. Brian Salgado gave the Woodpeckers 5 innings on Wednesday, and Forrest Whitley, of course, with the 3 perfect innings in the opener on Tuesday night. You mentioned the good home record at Five County Stadium for the Mudcats. The Woodpeckers overall this season against the Mudcats are 4-6, and they trail the all-time series going back to 2019 with a 25-29 overall record. But we'll see if Fayetteville can try and end the short little 2-game skid here on the road. A reminder that after this series, the Woodpeckers will be back at home on Monday. We play our only Monday ball game of 2022 on the 4th of July. A big fireworks show of our own is scheduled at Segra Stadium. 6:05 first pitch Monday as the Woodpeckers return home to open the series against the Down East Wood Ducks. But turn our attention back to today. You mentioned Nick Swanson. He is on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Swanson coming in with a 2-2 overall record and a 4.54 ERA. A pair of four-inning appearances each of his last two trips to the mound. Those were both at home against Kannapolis and Augusta at Segra Stadium. Four innings his last time out, where he gave up three runs and two earned in a winning decision to jump his record, as mentioned, to 2-2 overall. And he will be taking on the Carolina starter today. That is Fernando Holguin, who comes in with a 1-1 record and a 5.27 ERA, making his eighth appearance and sixth start of the year. Before we go to break, a quick look at the Carolina League second half standings and where the Woodpeckers sit after a couple of losses the last two nights. They're 2-5 in the second half, but there are a bunch of teams at 2-5 right now in the South Division, all tied for fourth place near the bottom. The Charleston River Dogs, who had a great first half, they're 2-5, as are the Augusta Green Jackets. All of those teams, including the Woodpeckers, four games out of first place. The division right now is surprisingly being led by the Columbia Fireflies. They're 6-1 overall. Kannapolis at 5-2, and Myrtle Beach in the middle of the pack at 4-3, two games back. Meanwhile, in the North Division, where these Carolina Mudcats play, they have a 3-4 overall second half record, three games back of first place. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead the North. Down East, two games back, as well as Salem at 4-3. You have Lynchburg tied with Carolina at 3-4, and the Delmarva Shorebirds out to the slowest start of any Carolina League team in the second half. They are 1-6, five games out of first place. That is the landscape around the Carolina League, and Fayetteville trying to inch a little bit closer towards that first place spot in the South tonight in Game 5 against the Mudcats. We're delighted to bring it to you tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. A reminder that tonight's broadcast is also available on MILB.TV, where you can hear the voice of the Mudcats tonight, Greg Young. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, we'll be back in a moment. We'll step aside for a brief break. The Mudcats are being introduced. The singing of the national anthem in just moments, and first pitch on the way. We have more numbers on the starting pitchers and the starting lineups as well, rolled out by both managers when Game 5 kicks off on the other end on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Hope your 4th of July weekend is off to a fantastic start. Ours certainly is here in Zebulon. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Glad to have you with us tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Game 5 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats, the single-A affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Houston Astros. Let's go ahead and introduce you to tonight's Woodpeckers starting lineup. The lineup card announced by manager Joe Thon in his first season at the helm of the club. Cody Orr leads it off and plays out in right field. Leo Stanley Molina is the shortstop. He will hit second. And Joey Loperfido is in center. He will hit third. Justin Williams, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Logan Cerny, the left fielder, is fifth. And Miguel Palma, the catcher, is sixth. Yuris Ramirez, he plays over at third base and will bat seventh. Rainier Rivas, the DH, is hitting eighth. And Jackson Hallmark bats ninth and plays over at second base. The Woodpeckers enter tonight with a 33-39 overall record and a 2-5 record in the second half of play, tied for fourth place in the Carolina League South Division. And opposing the Woodpeckers tonight on the mound will be right-hander Fernando Olguin. He comes in with a 1-1 record and a 5.27 ERA. This is his eighth appearance of the year and his sixth overall start. He's pitched 27 and a third total innings. He has not pitched against the Woodpeckers yet this season. 16 earned runs allowed. He has allowed 3 home runs, 15 walks, and 25 strikeouts. ...6:30 start time tonight and tomorrow in the series conclusion. Post-game fireworks to follow tonight's ball game tomorrow as well. And another big crowd filling the upper bowl in the bleacher seats here at Five County Stadium. Going to be close to 6,000 in the building tonight. As the first pitch of our ball game is out and it shorts the plate, it is ball one to Cody Orr. Off we go on this Saturday evening. Perfect timing, 6:35 p.m. Eastern. And it is currently sunny and 86 degrees in Zebulon, North Carolina. Cody Orr lays off an inside pitch, but it's called strike one. One ball, one strike count on Cody Orr, who comes in batting .223 with a home run, 11 driven in, getting on base at a .339 average. Inside pitch, 2-1 count on Orr. He's been right atop that lineup pretty much all week long. Joe Thon having him be the leadoff hitter in this series as a fly ball is popped up along the first baseline. Kiro sheds the mask, gives way to the oncoming Silva. The first baseman makes the grab almost around the home plate circle area. And Cody Orr fouls out for the first out of our ball game. A notable absence today, Colin, from the lineup, Tyler Whitaker. He had his elbow bandaged up during batting practice today. He took one high off of the upper arm. Yeah, and the Woodpeckers will be without him.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just a day-to-day issue, though. He says he's hoping to be back in the lineup tomorrow. Just an instance where he got one in a pretty bad spot to get hit in.
The outstanding Molina hacks at the first pitch, and now it's a scramble down to the Woodpeckers' bullpen. All those relievers have to escape the bench, and that ball ends up getting over the net and into the third row of seats. Nick Swanson, tonight's Fayetteville starter, is currently warming in that bullpen, getting ready for the bottom of the first. The Woodpeckers are back in the road grays today, fourth straight game. They've worn the grays, gray top with Fayetteville in that black cursive lettering across the chest outlined in red. Here comes the pitch, and Molina hits a liner right center field. That ball is slicing away from Chorio. He goes into a dive, but it falls in front of him, and now Molina hustling into second base has a double. Chorio hit the ground hard. The ball landed in front of him. He lost the hat. He lost the sunglasses, and Mendez, the right fielder, had to come over to retrieve it, help out his center fielder. And there's Leo Stanley Molina's fifth hit of the series, his second double this week. He's now 5-for-19, and the Woodpeckers have a man in scoring position with one away in the opening inning.
Yeah, good hustle there from Molina. Let's take a quick look at the Carolina defense. Jefferson Caro is behind the plate. Luis Silva back at first. Gene Carmona, the second baseman, and Eduardo Garcia at short, and Jeremy Vargas at third.
First pitch missed up and inside to Loperfido, the lefty.
Oswald Leones, the left fielder. Chorio, as you just saw, in center, and Henry Mendez out and right for Carolina.
There's a foul back into the netting by Joey. One ball and one strike count. Loperfido 3-for-13 this week. He has a two-run home run that he hit out to left and also a double that he spanked off of the wall yesterday. That same high wall in left field. Loperfido has been going to the opposite way a lot this week. Swings at a fastball, and he looked late on that one, coming in from Fernando Olguin. A couple of RBIs for Loperfido, both on the home run, and he's been reaching quite a bit via walk. He's drawn four walks to just three strikeouts. On base percentage, just short of 400. He's at 399. And a fly ball hit the opposite way, but that'll slice into the bleacher seats and go to a 1-2 count on Loperfido. The Mudcats are back in the reds today. They have a two-tone ball cap, a black cap with a red bill, the Mudcat Catfish logo on the front of that cap, red uniforms with Mudcats in white across the chest, white numbers, black belts, white pants and a black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Fastball runs down and in on Loperfido. That was 91 miles an hour towards his back foot. Counted 2-2.
Something I want to see the Woodpeckers do a lot more of, work deep counts. Didn't see a lot of it yesterday against Steven Cruz.
Swing at the 2-2 pitch, and Loperfido thought it was in the dirt. It was not. Ball held on to by Kiro behind the plate, and Loperfido strikes out for the fourth time in this series, and that'll bring Justin Williams up, the former Penn State ball player. Right-handed hitting first baseman. Leo Stanley Molina still holding on second after his double. The second baseman, Carmona, keeping close to that bag, and a first pitch changeup misses up and inside. 1-0 count. Williams had a great start to the week. He had five hits over the first two games, but is hitless on Thursday and Friday. Steps in 5-for-15 in the series with a double and an RBI. Four runs scored as well, swinging a foul back. Tuesday night, he reached pretty much every time he stepped to the plate, and he scored three runs in that game, three of his four in the series.
He was 0-for yesterday, but put the ball in play all three at-bats and also reached on a hit-by-pitch. So at least their quality at-bats, he's working even when he's not raising that batting average.
Williams with two home runs, three doubles, and 13 driven in. He yanks this one foul on the ground towards third. 1-2 count. Took the Woodpeckers until the seventh inning to score last night. Only runs they got were on a two-run home run from Yuriy Ramirez, his sixth of the year. They went down big early, five runs in the second, and trailed throughout the night. 1-2 to Williams, and he stays off a slider that goes very far outside. That finished all the way in the back of the left-handed hitter's box. And the count to two balls and two strikes on Williams. Slugging just below 400. He's at 397, and the on-base at 337. Working from that first base side of the rubber, Olguin sets right at the chest, bends that back leg, slides home, and Williams, off the end of the bat, dribbles one foul right to his third base coach, Joe Thon, the manager of the Woodpeckers, and over the first base coach's box is Vincent Blue, the development coach. Two-man umpiring crew features Nobu Yasuda on the bases and Corey Gerber behind the plate. The umps are in the black caps, black polos, and the gray pants. 2-2 pitch again. And Williams hits it on the hands, a slow roller up the first baseline, and that just barely got foul as it was picked up by Silva. He ran to the first base bag, and that was a fair ball for the entire time it was going up along that line, but it had some side spin on it coming off the knuckles of Williams' handle of the bat, and it just barely trickled to the right of the line before Silva was able to jump on top of it.
That's could make all the difference in the world. Another opportunity for a power bat like Williams, and now on the mound, old Gwynn needs to make another big-time pitch to get out of this jam.
Try it again, another 2-2 with two outs and a man on second base. Here's a grounder, hit along third. That stays fair inside of the line. Backhanded by Ramirez behind the bag, make it Vargas, and he throws firm across the diamond to get Williams by his step. So the Woodpeckers get a one-out double out of Leo's Danny Molina, but he is left stranded in scoring position, and we will play the bottom of the first. Nick Swanson goes to the mound when we return. We have the starting lineup for the Mudcats as well next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes...
First pitch is out from Nick Swanson, the Fayetteville starting pitcher, and it misses low to Henry Mendez, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Mudcats. Eduardo Garcia, and then Jefferson Kiro will bat. Here's the throw from Swanson, and off the end of the bat, a flailing swing for Mendez. It's 1-1. Cleanup man Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Gene Carmona hits fifth. Oswald Leones is sixth, and Jesus Chirinos, the DH, seven. Bottom two, Jeremy Vargas, third baseman, and Luis Silva, the first baseman. There's a curveball from Swanson that falls into the zone, and he's ahead of Mendez, 1-2. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty, and the throw to Mendez is a pop fly. And a shallow fly ball, really, out into shallow center, and Molina gave way last minute, and Lo Perfido has a drop in front of him. Well, it was the defensive mistakes yesterday that cost the Woodpeckers a couple of runs, and really, Colin, that was a fly ball hit to center field. It is just too deep for an infielder to make a play on. That has to be the center fielder's baseball.
Yeah, there's just got to be more communication there. Obviously, Molina looked like, on the screen, looked like he was going to go ahead and get that ball, but last second he backed off it. Lo Perfido charging behind him, just could not get there. Got to communicate better.
Swing and a miss from Eduardo Garcia on a first pitch fastball. It's a single for Mendez. It was right over the head of Molina, and it plopped in front of Lo Perfido. No fielder got a glove on it. So a leadoff base hit. Mendez off of first, and Garcia takes strike two on the outside corner. 75-mile-per-hour changeup from Nick Swanson, the 22-year-old that turns 23 here very soon in the month of July. July 8th will be his birthday. He'll get to celebrate it at home next week. In the middle of the series with the Down East Wood Ducks, a pickoff throw to first, close play, but Mendez got a hand back in. Swanson coming off four innings, his last two times out on the mound. Those were both at Segra Stadium. And tonight, 2-2 record, 5.54 ERA, his 14th appearance of the season. Down and away slider to Garcia. 13 games, 6 appearances, 41 and 2/3 innings for Swanson. He's allowed 34 hits, 21 earned runs, only 2 home runs, 28 walks, and 48 strikeouts. Garcia pulls a high pop fly out into shallow left field. This one is shallow enough for Molina to make a play on. Right underneath it, and he makes the catch for out number one. And let's go ahead and work our way around the rest of the Woodpeckers' defense tonight.
Fayetteville coming in third defensively in the Carolina League with a .970 fielding percentage. Yaris Ramirez, the third baseman, just next to Leo's Danny Molina. Jackson Hallmark, the second baseman, and Justin Williams is at first. Left to right in the outfield, Logan Cerny, Joey Loperfido, and Cody Orr, and Miguel Palma doing the catching for Nick Swanson.
And a one hopper hit to third. Ramirez throws, and it pulls Hallmark off of the second base bag, but the throw got there in time to where Hallmark could drop a tag on Mendez. And that was a chance at a routine double play. That ball got right to Ramirez on one high hop. Instead of two, they get one. And Hallmark saves a throwing error by adjusting off of the bag. Hero, the fielder's choice, makes it to first. You might be able to tell in the crowd microphone a little bit tonight, too, that it's windy at the ballpark. Those flags over this high center field wall were really whipping during BP and before first pitch. They were blowing it out earlier this evening, but now it's more of a swirling wind, really. The flags haven't committed to one direction or another. We'll see if that has any effect on the baseballs today. Haven't been a ton of home runs in this series. Jackson Chorio in an 0-1 count. The 18-year-old right-handed batter checks his swing and went too far on a pitch down to the dirt. Chorio didn't like that call from Yasuda. And he falls behind. No balls and two strikes. Chorio at 318 with 8 homers and 37 driven in. Despite his young age, he's been one of Carolina's best hitters this season. But the Woodpeckers have held him relatively quiet in the series, just 2-for-17 with a double and a triple. Mendez on the move to second base, and the pitch is at the bottom of the zone, strike three. Nick Swanson puts up a scoreless first inning, and it's nothing-nothing after one tonight in Zebulon. The second inning is next on the home of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Top two and no score after one. Both sides of the base hit in the first inning, but Nick Swanson and Fernando Holguin scoreless. Logan Cerny, after the day off yesterday, leads off the second inning for the Woodpeckers. Miguel Palma, Yuris Ramirez will follow. It's the 5-7. Leo's Danny Molina hit a one-out double into right center field in the first, but was left stranded. Knee-level pitch to Cerny. That was a fastball from Holguin, and it's called a strike. 1-1. The Astros minor league player of the month for June. And Cerny steps out, calls for time. He's 2-for-10 in the series. Again, off yesterday. Had a double earlier in the week and a couple of RBIs as well. The pitch yanks a grounder foul off the facing of the Mudcats dugout. Count will go to 1-2.
He's also coming in on history, coming in with 23 stolen bases on the season, and just needs one more to pass Ronaldo Urdaneta from last year's team for the most in franchise history.
1-2 pitch is just off of the outside, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Close one to take there with two strikes, but Cerny has become a much better hitter as the year has gone on and identifying the one he wants. 2-2. Inside, just barely, and Alguin working both sides of the plate now against Cerny. That's what's really improved to help Cerny jump up to a .245 average. He hit .337 in June alone and rockets this one way out into left field, and watch it go over the scoreboard. Logan Cerny hits a gargantuan solo home run to lead off the top of the second inning. His team leading 12th of the year. I don't think Leones even moved out in left field. He circles those bases, high fives his manager coming down the third baseline, and gives the Woodpeckers a 1-0 lead. What a smash, Colin.
Yeah, can't say I'm surprised, Chappie. We saw him in batting practice kind of play pepper with that scoreboard out in left field. Just really feeling at the plate. Player of the month for a reason. He just unloaded on that pitch. Too much of the plate from Olguin and hit it off the green roof beyond the fence out in left field.
Yeah, there is a giant video board in left center field that is taller than the actual walls here at Five County Stadium. I'd say it's probably about a 30, 35-foot tall video board, and he hit it over that. That was at least a, boy, call it 420, 425-foot home run. We'll do some investigating around the press box in between innings, see if we can track down a StatCast operator. 2-1 count now on the Fayetteville catcher, Miguel Palma, and he bounces it inside of the third base bag. It's backhanded by Vargas. He throws from foul territory and puts it on the money to Silva for the out. Great play by Vargas. He's had to make a couple of long throws already in this game. He had to backhand one up along the line against Justin Williams in the first and made that play, and now throws out Palma for out number one of the second.
Yeah, been a busy one for Vargas over at third base. We saw Yaris Ramirez for Fayetteville have a bunch of opportunities early in yesterday's ball game, but now it looks like the Woodpeckers returning the favor.
Yaris Ramirez cuts through a first pitch changeup, and the count is 0-1 on him. Ramirez 2-for-11 this week, and he hit the two-run home run yesterday. It was a high arcing home run that just barely made it over the left field wall. And another swing and a miss at a slider from Olguin, and it's 0-2. That was sixth of the year for Yuris, and he has a double this week as well. Both of his hits are extra base knocks, two RBIs, a run scored, and four strikeouts. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got three straight breaking balls and missed all three of them. Second strikeout for Olguin, and two outs follow up the Cerny solo home run. Brings up Rainier Rivas, the lefty DH.
As far as Ramirez goes, this is his sixth home run of the year last night and his first in a month. It seemed like a lot of them came in the month of May. Hopefully he can get some of that power back here in July.
First pitch to Rivas, misses high and away. And the count is 1-0. Stays off the next one. Outside again, two balls and no strikes. Olguin gives up his fourth home run of the year. And he's been giving up a home run about every nine innings as a swing is fouled back into the screen, and it is 2-1. But yeah, 27 and a third innings coming into tonight. He'd allowed the three home runs over that stretch, so pretty much exactly one per nine as Rivas cuts through a slider, and it's now 2-2. Rivas hit one a mile during batting practice. There's a high sponsorship sign up above the right center field wall. There's a big tooth image of a Family Dentistry up there, and it's near the radar clock as well, and Rivas put it up near that top sign. You got to hit a ball probably close to 450 feet to get it up there the way Rivas did, and he reaches out, strokes one off the end of the bat and foul into the net again.
That's about foot. The wall itself is about 20 feet tall, and then you have to go about another 30 feet on top of that to get one off of where Rivas hit it. It was an impressive blast.
Yeah, you could have had a 50-foot wall here at Five County Stadium, and Cerny still would have hit his home run over it. 2-2 again to Rivas, and here's a bouncer left side of the mound coming off to play it. His old Gwynn, he gloves it and will just run to first himself. Doesn't bother an underhand flip. It'll be a one unassisted ending the second inning. And old Gwynn gets three quick outs after the solo home run given up to Cerny. 1-0 Woodpeckers as we head towards the bottom of the second inning. In the early going, Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
In upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Nick Swanson throws his first pitch of the second inning, and it misses low to Gene Carmona. Actually, that clipped the low inside part of the zone. It was a breaking ball from Swanson. Next pitch is up and in. One ball, one strike count. The Woodpeckers have the first lead tonight. 1-0 on a Logan Cerny solo home run over the left center field video board. His 12th of the year. And now Carmona gets into one. Rips it deep out into right center field, but it will be playable. It dies in front of the warning track out towards center. And it's Joey Loperfido making the grab for out number one. That ball really drew a reaction out of this big crowd that's still filing in at this point. There's still cars coming down the driveway of the parking lot to find a space. A couple of folks might have thought first pitch was at 7 o'clock, but tonight we started at 6:30. But most of the upper bowl is filled. Some bleacher seats still available down the right and left field lines as Oswald Leones takes an inside breaker, and it's 1-0. Leones, a 209 bat, one homer, 14 driven in, and the on base at 284. Here's the pitch. And it misses up high. Two balls and no strikes. Nick Swanson surrendered a leadoff single in the first. It was more of a mental error. It was a miscommunication as this ball is popped back over our heads in the booth. Count goes to 2-1. It was a ball that was hit into shallow center field. The Molina went out on from short. Loperfido came in on it in the last minute. The communication was dropped and the ball fell as well. Fly ball back out towards Loperfido. This one more routine. He steps to his left, now to his right, and finds his station, makes the catch for out number two. Joey Loperfido staying busy in this second inning. Two quick ones for Nick Swanson, and it brings up Jesus Chirinos.
Nice job so far from Swanson. Just keeping things efficient. Kept it under 20 pitches so far. That's pretty much what Miley did in the first inning, but just couldn't quite carry it over into the second. It's exactly what Swanson has done so far tonight.
And here's the pitch to Jesus Chirinos, and it's slider just the outside corner. Swanson last pitched on June 23rd, so it's actually been a little while since he's been out there on the mound. It's been over a week as a foul ball is hit off of Palma. That got a piece of him in the chest protector. He'll need a moment to shake it off. The reason it's been a little over a week for Swanson is because he went back home to his home state, Oklahoma, last weekend when the Woodpeckers were finishing up their series in Augusta, and he was the best man in a wedding. One of his longtime high school buddies, their childhood friends, was getting married, and Nick Swanson had to put the tuxedo on, and he had to give a speech and everything. And he said he was a little on edge about it. He got a little nervous speaking in front of a big group. Pitch missed inside. I said, was it a big wedding? And he said, well, it was about 200 people or so. And if you don't have a note card, then you know, you got to remember what you're saying. You have to crack a couple of jokes. Wedding speeches can be difficult. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball gets Jesus Chirino swinging. Well, Swanson certainly doesn't look nervous when he's out on the mound. He goes 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second inning, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0 as we go to the third. Next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
It looks like it's the air guitar can.
Proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Jackson Hallmark climbs into the right side and swings and misses at a first pitch strike to open the top of the third. Fayetteville has a 1-0 lead on a Logan Cerny solo home run in the second. Olguin back out on the mound. And now in the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
All right, thank you, Andrew. 1-1 count now to, or an 0-2 count, rather. This was a called strike to Jackson Hallmark, hitting 179 on the season. No homers and 9 runs driven in. 0-2 from Olguin is down below the knees. Olguin about to throw his 40th pitch of the contest. Here it is. And Hallmark swings and misses, comes up empty. Fernando Olguin with his third strikeout of the ball game. That completes the first time through the order for the Carolina right-hander. And Cody Orr will get his second crack at Olguin with one away in the top of the third. Orr with a pop out in foul territory down the first base line his first trip. First pitch he sees is a breaking ball in the dirt. Another good crowd on hand here in Zebulon. They nearly had 5,000 yesterday. Should be close to that mark once again today. Another one in the dirt, 2-0 to Orr. It was 4,888 that saw the 5-2 victory for Carolina on that Friday night. Stuck around for the fireworks afterwards. 3-0 count now to Orr. We'll see if he has the green light. Olguin fires, and a fastball inside, ball four. A little bit of a delayed reaction from Orr. He wasn't sure if that was a ball or not, but he heads down to first base, and it's a one-out base runner for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First walk issued by Olguin, and Orr always a speed threat on the base paths.
Yeah, you were mentioning Cerny, Colin, where he's just one away from passing up Ronaldo Urdaneta from last year, but Cody Orr has 22. He's right behind Logan, and Loperfido is a part of that group. He has 20, so Urdaneta's franchise high record is going to be shattered by multiple guys this year. We have a little short of 60 games still to play this season.
Green fires, and the first pitch to Leo's Danny Molina is tagged out towards center field. Jackson Chirillo trots back, makes a grab in front of the warning track, and fires it back in. Two away as Orr retreats to first base. So Molina is retired on one pitch, follows up his double with an F8, and Joey Loperfido steps to the dish with a runner on first and two down. Loperfido struck out swinging back in the first inning. That average still at 309 atop the team. Orr on the move. First pitch misses high. The throw down is in time. Jefferson Caro with a dart to the second base bag. A good tag to second baseman Carmona. And Orr is caught stealing to end the top of the third inning. We head to the bottom half. Still a 1-0 lead for Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and MILB.TV.
Which bus will get to downtown Raleigh and do it the fastest? Let's find out. On your mark, get set, go! Right down out to a racing start. Nightingale trying to keep pace. Zebulon chugging along. Wendell's going to go start to finish. It's Wendell, Nightingale, and Zebulon. And getting around town is easier and more fun than ever before with Go Raleigh. Featuring free Wi-Fi, shorter wait times, and expanded service to Nightingale, Wendell, and Zebulon. Go Raleigh has over 1,400 stops in everywhere you want to go. Visit GoRaleigh.org to find your route.
We head to the bottom of the third from Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina. 1-0 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as they look to try to claw their way back in this series, trailing 3-1, 6-game set on the road against the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch on the outside corner to Jeremy Vargas. Strike one from Nick Swanson, who has been very strong so far. Just the one hit allowed in the first, followed up with a 1-2-3 inning in the second. Second pitch he fires in the frame, misses, 1-1 the count. To Vargas, hitting 201 on the season, 3 home runs, 24 runs driven in. And he chops this one up the middle. Shift is on Molina coming over from short. Tough throw on the spin, and he gets the hard-charging Vargas down the first baseline. Nice play from Molina, seemingly made up for the miscue on the leadoff man Mendez back in the first inning. Caught a pop-out in shallow left, and sparkling play behind the second base bag to retire Vargas for out number one. Swanson grabs a hold of the rosin bag and heads right back to the mound to face the nine-hitter Luis Silva, hitting 156 on the season, no homers, and 6 runs driven in. Silva takes a breaking ball outside part of the plate at 81 miles an hour. Swanson, just one appearance against Carolina prior to tonight's ball game, fights back with a fastball in for a called strike. It was a two-inning outing back on May 13th in Fayetteville. Chopper up the middle. Swanson knocks it down with the glove, recovers, and gets the throw on to Williams in time for the 1-3 putout. good reflexes from Swanson to knock it down. He realized the ball wasn't in the glove, looked at his feet, picked it up, and threw it again. Silva out, so that is now six straight retired from the right-hander. He'll look to make it back-to-back 1-2-3 innings against Henry Mendez. Mendez holds the only hit of the ball game so far for Carolina. Fastball misses in tight. It was a bloop single. Fell in between the center fielder Loperfido and the shortstop Molina in shallow left center field. Fastball doesn't miss by much, 2-0. Of course, Mendez a big speed threat out there. Maybe make something happen if he can get on base with two down in the inning. The 2-0. Breaking ball. That one slipped out of Swanson's hands and goes right to the backstop, 3-0. Just one of those where he lost the grip on. Mendez awaits the 3-0. He's swinging and drives this one. Deep right field. That ball is soaring and it is off the scoreboard and gone. Solo home run for Henry Mendez. He owns each of Carolina's two hits in the ballgame. He got every bit of that one to straightaway right field as he launches his third home run of the season. This ballgame is tied 1-1 in the bottom of the third.
Well, we said before the game with some of the swirling wind, we didn't know how much it would affect baseballs, but we've seen a couple of balls just tattooed from both sides. Logan Cerny to left center, and that ball by Mendez was smoked over the right field wall, went just below those sponsorship signs out there, and you got to hit one about 400 plus to put it where he just did. So we got a derby today.
Swanson surrendering just his third home run of the season. Bounces back, though, with a foul ball to make an 0-2 count to Eduardo Garcia, who he got to pop out his first time up. 3-0 count. Mendez had the green light. And Swanson came right after him. He tagged it over the right field wall. But Swanson gets a check swing on Garcia. He went around for strike three, and the inning is over. So Nick Swanson surrenders a solo home run to Henry Mendez. We're through three from Zebulon. 1-1 the score from Five County Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Carolina Mudcats find their answer in the bottom of the third inning with a solo home run to tie the ball game at one apiece. Into the box, Joey Loperfido, who was in the batter's box prior to last inning ending. He stings one out to center field right at Jackson Chorio for a quick first out. But Loperfido was in the batter's box when Cody Orr was caught stealing by Jefferson Caro, who, Chappie, we talked during the break, he's got one of the best arms in the entire Carolina League.
Yeah, he really does. He has been able to work around the corners and overall avoid really solid contact so far this week.
1-0 count to Justin Williams, grounded out hard over at third back in the first inning as he watches a fastball called for a strike. Fernando Olguin seems to be picking up the pace a little bit on the mound ever since giving up that home run to Cerny, trying to work a little more quickly. And there's another ground ball to third for Vargas. Makes the throw across in plenty of time to get Williams. So Justin Williams now grounding out to third twice so far in this ball game, and a quick two outs for Olguin and the Mudcats to begin the fourth. Saw the efficiency from Steven Cruz last night, the starting pitcher, and Olguin trying to do that after a lengthy first inning where he threw a lot of pitches as Logan Cerny watches strike one, 0-1. And the next pitch is skipped in, but Cruz was as efficient as can be, kept it under 70 pitches through six innings of work, holding the Woodpeckers scoreless and picking up the victory. Changeup called a strike. Cerny falls behind 1-2. Going to follow up the solo home run he hit in the second inning. Takes a cut, jammed a little bit, and this one is flared off the roof and comes back into the stands. So it stays 1-2. Queen pauses and begins his windup. The pitch swung on and missed. Ed Cerny fooled with the breaking ball. He flails at it, and the inning is over. So the Woodpeckers go quietly in the top of the fourth inning. Mudcats look to take their first lead of the ball game in the bottom half when we come back from Zebulon on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Home half of inning number four set to begin. Nick Swanson out for his fourth inning of work. First pitch he fires is a check swing from catcher Jefferson Caro. He went around for strike one. Both pitchers really looking sharp so far, with just one mistake on the ledger for each of them in a 1-1 contest. Another check swing from Caro. This time he holds up. Fernando Olguin's gone four innings with just the one run allowed on Logan Cerny's 12th home run of the season. On the other side, Swanson has gone three innings, allowing just one run so far, as this one lined through the left side of the infield, a base hit for Caro. He reaches base for the second time after getting on via the fielder's choice in the first. And for the second time today, Carolina has the leadoff man on.
Yeah, just very similar days for both of these starting pitchers, Olguin and Swanson. One run on a home run, three hits per side. Only difference is that I feel like Fayetteville's been squaring up stuff a little bit better against Olguin. For Swanson, you have the one hard hit ball by Mendez, but aside from that, just a couple of soft singles, one that really should have been caught back in the first inning. So Nick Swanson going to have to just try to keep it to soft contact the rest of the way today.
Big test here with the runner on first, nobody out, and Jackson Chorio at the plate. 0-1 count to one of the top hitters in the Carolina League. He swings and misses for strike two. Came into tonight with the third highest batting average in the league at 318. He's dropped now to 317 with the 0-for-1. He struck out swinging his first time up against Swanson, but also second in slugging percentage, second in OPS. Drops one down as Swanson throws one onto first base. It'll move up Caro to second, so trying to use his speed and leg one out was Chorio, but works as a sacrifice. Onto second base goes Caro, and there's now one out in the inning.
I feel like Swanson is one of those pitchers that just has a good internal clock when he's on the mound. By that, I mean that when a ball is put in his direction and he has to go from pitcher to fielder, he has a good sense of staying under control, knowing when to field, throw, and keep everything in one fluid motion and not rush that type of a play. Because there's some pitchers that get frantic when something's hit short of the mound.
Gene Carmona, big cut, first pitch he sees from Swanson and comes up empty. Look at second by the right-hander. Caro with a decent-sized lead. Now the pitch. That went in the dirt. Nice stop by Palma. Miguel Palma back in the lineup after not starting yesterday's game. However, he came in to replace Tyler Whitaker after he left with the hit-by-pitch. And a little bit of shuffling by the in the infield by manager Joe Thon allowed Palma to enter the game. Got an at-bat playing first base for the remainder of the contest. Breaking ball left upstairs by Swanson. A 2-1 count now to Carmona, who's 0-for-1.
Really hit one well to center last time up. Loperfido went all the way up almost to the warning track to grab his fly ball.
Pitch from Swanson. Fastball. Didn't miss by much. Just outside, maybe a hair low. 3-1. Oswald Leones waits in the on-deck circle. First base is open. Swanson wants to put Carmona on and potentially pitch into a double play ball. 3-1 breaking ball inside, and drawing the walk is Carmona. First one issued tonight by Swanson. So that'll put two on, one out. Still a 1-1 ball game. And Leones, huge RBI opportunity.
Swanson's been able to limit over his last couple of appearances when he was at home at Segra Stadium. Just one walk his last time out, two before that. Only three walks across his last eight innings. So see if he can limit him again after giving up the free pass there.
Breaking ball in the dirt from Swanson. Oswald Leones, left-handed hitting left fielder tonight from Valencia, Venezuela. As Miguel Palma heads onto the mound to talk with Swanson briefly. Leones has really struggled over his last 10 games, hitting below 100, 094. No homers, no RBIs. So talk about a good opportunity to really shake a slump and get things going back in the right direction. He's had some clutch hits so far this season. Had a walk-off single back in May on the 28th against Kannapolis. Second game of doubleheader. Drove in that game-winning run. Also hit a go-ahead two-run home run earlier in the month against Augusta. That one fouled straight back. So a good comeback pitch from Swanson. Finds the zone as that ball comes back down in front of us. Boos and ahs from the crowd here at Five County Stadium. The 1-1. chopped right side past the first base coaching box foul. Swanson trying to work into what's been could potentially be one of his longest outings of the year if he's able to get four innings. He's only gotten to that threshold four previous times on the season. And he pulls the string and swung on and missed by Leones. So Swanson able to keep the pace he's been on, averaging a strikeout per inning. That's his fourth and a big one to keep runners at first and second now with two down. So with two down, Jesus Chirinos, designated hitter, trying to push his lead in front, push his team in front. That's what I should have said, is that one swung on and missed. Just feels like Swanson's a lot more comfortable attacking hitters tonight than we've seen earlier in the year. Led to some of those high walk total games. Right now, going right after the Mudcats, and he gets a check swing. Chirinos frustrated with himself, falls behind nothing and two. Talked throughout the season, Chappie, about how he doesn't have overpowering stuff, so he's got to get a little creative on the mound, try to get guys to chase with breaking balls, but right now he's been able to attack while also getting guys to chase, so it hasn't felt like he's had to go outside the strike zone as much as we've seen throughout the season. Double steal is on, fastball misses high, the throw down is offline. Ramirez has to come off the bag. Can't place a tag on Caro, who's in with a slide. Up to second is Carmona, and just like that, two in scoring position with a 1-2 count and two down for the Mudcats.
Well, and Swanson here, same philosophy applies, just don't give up a base hit. Now you have that open base on first. Really not a huge deal that the double steal was successful. I think Carolina saw some of the throwing blunders yesterday by Fayetteville. They haven't been playing their best defensive baseball, so they're saying, okay, let's test them. Double steal, see if maybe a ball gets loose into the left field bullpen. And Ramirez did have to come off that bag to reel it in, but if you're Swanson, still try and get that final strike.
The 1-2 from Swanson. Breaking ball just upstairs. That'll even the count. Caro picks up his ninth stolen base of the season. Carmona just his second. Swanson working from the windup now with two runners in scoring position and two down. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Another breaking ball. And Swanson with a couple of big punch outs to end the fourth inning and strand a couple of runners on base. Carolina can't come through. We head to the fifth. Still a 1-1 ball game from Zebulon on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. to the fifth inning we go. Still a 1-1 ball game between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. Fernando Olguin back on the mound, trying to make it five innings for the second time this season pitched. First pitch is fouled off by Miguel Palma to take it through the next couple innings. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. See if Nick Swanson might go five as well. He's only at 56 pitches through four innings tonight. He's gone five innings once this year. And may try and do it again today. Considering he's on 8 days rest pitching today, everything is lining up for Swanson to go five at least. Palma fouled it away. He's in an 0-2 hole. Here comes the wind and pitch. Olguin throws a fastball, and Palma swings and hits it hard on the ground out to short. It's collected by Garcia and a one-hopping throw dug out by Silva just in time to get Palma for the first out of the fifth. Olguin walked Cody Orr in the third, and Orr was caught stealing trying to get down to second. That ended up being a 1-2-3 inning for Olguin, and since then he's retired four in a row. Went 1-2-3 in the fourth. Palma goes to 0-2. Here is Yuris Ramirez in the first pitch to the Woodpeckers' seven hitter. Third baseman is an inner half slider called strike one. The sun has started to depart the diamond just past the 7:30 mark in the evening, and those stadium lights are starting to brighten up the diamond, although I think there's some cloud cover factoring in too right now. Usually it should be a little brighter outside than it is.
Lights are on.
And a swing and a miss by Yuris Ramirez. And I just took off my prescription sunglasses, which are still on my face right now, just to make sure I'm not being affected. But it does seem a little shadier than normal this time of the night as a fastball clips that low outside corner. That is a dot by Olguin. Great fastball for his fifth strikeout. Yuris Ramirez has gone down on strikes twice today. And Olguin has five of them through four and two-thirds.
Such a tough pitch to hit. Righty-righty fastball outside corner. Probably a little two-seam movement as well that brought that one back over the plate.
Rainier Rivas hacks in the first one and fouls it back into the screen. I'll swap out the sunglasses, Colin, with the normal glasses come next inning. Pitch home, and Rivas chases a changeup to the outside corner. And Olguin is trying for a very quick fifth inning. He's thrown just six pitches. The bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats is warming. The throw home, breaking ball low and in.
Yeah, must be nice for the people that can just go to a gift shop or whatever and pick some sunglasses up off the rack. Us prescription folks are really struggling out here.
A foul back and off the mitt of Kiro goes to the backstop. Well, Gwynn has pitched five scoreless innings before. That was on May 18th. He's just a run short of that, though, giving up just the Logan Cerny home run. That's all today. Today he's trying to go five complete. Would be the first time throwing five innings since that five scoreless performance in his debut on May 18th. And Rivas rips one down the right field line, hooking foul. It got beyond the bleacher seats and had some home run distance behind it, but just yanked it a little bit too much foul, and it's 2-2 on Rivas. He grounded out to the pitcher. Olguin rolled one between first base and the mound, and Olguin took it to the first himself, and now he strikes out Rivas, gets him with a breaking ball, foul tip held on to by Kiro, and another 1-2-3 inning for Olguin. He's retired seven in a row, six strikeouts, two in the fifth, and we're halfway through it tonight in Zebulon, tied 1-1.
Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name?
no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind.
The third baseman, Jeremy Vargas.
Nick Swanson will try and complete five innings for the first time since his regular season debut on April 13th. He faces Jeremy Vargas, the eight hitter of the Carolina Mudcats, then the nine man Luis Silva, top of the order Henry Mendez as well, who took him deep for a solo home run in the third, and that tied our game 1-1, where we still stand. Swanson misses upstairs with a fastball, and it is a 2-0 count. Nick Swanson, again, coming off 8 days of rest, pitched early in the series last week against Augusta, and he's only at 58 pitches. Here's the 2-0. And a breaking ball moves to the corner, called a strike, 2-1. Most pitches in a game this year for Swanson was in that season debut, 76 in five innings against the Salem Red Sox. Pitch down and outside. Three balls, one strike.
I'll tell you what, though, this has been a much more efficient outing than that one was, because he only threw 38 strikes. 50% of his pitches were balls. Definitely not the case so far tonight. Only one walk so far, trying to avoid number two.
Vargas swings and hits his manager. Victor Esteves tried to hop out of the way of a line drive, and it got him right in the foot. But he's all right. He stays on his feet, collects the baseball, and flips it over the net to a young fan. Meanwhile, you have a Carolina right-hander that continues to warm out there in the bullpen, Edwin Jimenez, and he'll likely be the next arm into this game. A foul back by Vargas. Full count, 3-2. Vargas rolled out to Leo Stanley Molina, short back in the third. He's 0-1 against Swanson. Second baseman Hallmark shaded towards the middle and playing deep. This ball is hit well out into left center field. Angling back on it, Logan Cerny stops his run and reaches above the ball cap to make a one-handed squeeze. And Vargas flies out, goes to 0-4-2. And second time through the order, Swanson has allowed the three base runners, the home run, the single to Kiro in the fourth, and Gene Carmona the walk in that inning as well. Swanson might not be out there had he not been able to work himself out of the two-base runner jam in the fourth inning. Silva ready, and he lines it out to left. Cerny sprinting over, goes into a dive, and backhanded it off the grass. He caught the ball. What a catch by Logan Cerny. He's already belted one out of the park today, and now he's taking away base hits. A great play, and Nick Swanson needs every out he can get right now in the fifth inning.
We obviously have talked about Logan Cerny's bat and his speed throughout the year. Can't forget about his glove either. The speed certainly helped for him getting to that ball. Tracked it well, got a good reaction. But man, full extension, dive. That's extra bases if he doesn't get it.
Henry Mendez attacks the first one and lines one through the right side out into right field with Cody Orr, and he picks up. So Mendez with a base hit, and his perfect night continues. He's really been the only guy able to solve Swanson today. He is 3-for-3 with two singles and his solo home run in the third inning. Two-out base runner for Swanson to deal with once again, and here's Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Garcia, right-handed batter, slight bend in the knees, a slightly open stance. Swanson out of the stretch, throws, misses inside and low with a changeup. It's 1-0.
That's the thing with Mendez. He's not the fastest guy out there, but I think the big reason why he's at the top of this Carolina lineup is to set the table for this man at the plate in Garcia, who is 0-for-2 tonight, but a guy that, you know, you trust to be in these RBI situations. He's driven in 40 runs for a reason this year, and Mendez does his job, gets on base in front of him.
MLB.com has this guy, Eduardo Garcia, at the plate as the number 12 overall prospect in the Brewers system. Breaking ball down and away. Garcia originally is from Venezuela. As Swanson sets at the belt, throws home, and a fly ball is hit well down the right field line, but this is slicing into foul territory. Cody Orr gets all the way towards the bullpen, but it sails over the net and into the third row of seats.
Looking at that Brewers prospect list, I mean, shocked full of guys, not only on this team, but throughout the especially in the outfield position. I think we talked about it on last night's broadcast, but you got Sal Frelick at number one, mm-hmm. Joey Weimer at two, Jackson Chorio number three. So three outfielders that certainly look like they're going to bring a lot of talent to the Brewers organization over the next couple of years.
2-1 is hit on a line out into center field. Should end the inning. Joey Loperfido scampering to his right, makes a shoulder-high grab, and Nick Swanson has gone five innings for the second time this year. He departs in a 1-1 game. See if he's back out for his sixth. He's been efficient today. We'll find out a little later. First, the Woodpeckers coming up. It'll be the 9-1-2 when we return, tied 1-1.
Hey, we have some celebrations. First of all, we're celebrating.
Our ball game remains tied 1-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Mudcats and Woodpeckers, game five of the series. A win tonight for Carolina would give them the series victory. Fayetteville just hoping for a split with a win tonight and tomorrow. Jackson Hallmark leads off the sixth against the new Carolina right-hander. It is Edwin Jimenez, and he misses inside with a changeup at 77 miles an hour. 2-0 on Hallmark. He struck out swinging back in the third against O'Guin and is 0-1. Here's the pitch. And he yanks it foul on the ground, and a nice pickup made by a reliever down there on the bench of the Carolina bullpen. Solo home run by Logan Cerny in the second, and then a game-tying long ball by Henry Mendez in the third. Pair of solo home runs deadlocking us right now. The pitch, and Hallmark turns away from a slider. That one just didn't slide a lot for Edwin Jimenez. He has a 1-3 record, a 4.15 ERA. The 3-1 delivery is low. And Jackson Hallmark draws the walk, just the second walk given up today by Carolina pitching. And it had only been Fernando O'Guin pitching for the first five innings. The Carolina starter will, like Nick Swanson, settle for a no decision today. And Nick Swanson could still get a win theoretically at this point, but O'Guin goes five innings, two hits, an earned run, a walk, and six strikeouts. Just the one home run given up. He was very good today. 73 pitches and 49 strikes. A pickoff throw over to first. Hallmark steps back in safely, and Cody Orr at the top of the order hitting, waiting for his first pitch. Here it is. It is a inside changeup called strike one. 0-1 count.
something to monitor for Fayetteville. We saw Casey Ford throwing last inning. Swanson gets through the inning, though. Now it's Shea Berry who's getting loose for the Woodpeckers.
Here's the 0-1 delivery, and Cody Orr leans out of the way of a pitch. You know Shea's been itching to get back out there on the mound. He had a couple of great outings, followed up by a tough home outing last week against Augusta. Seven or eight earned runs were charged to him. Hallmark off of first, has some speed, not going, and a bouncing ball goes beyond Joe Thon into the bullpen. 1-2 count on Cody Orr, who has fouled out to the first baseman, reached on a walk back in the third inning, tried to get aggressive on the bases, but got caught stealing down at second. He's having a 5-4-17 week with two doubles. They all came in the game on Wednesday. Four runs scored and three walks. The 1-2 pitch is hit on a line over third, and that just gets foul. Landed in the home plate area of the left field bullpen, about 2 or 3 feet left of that foul line. And Orr's doubles this week have all been coming to the pull side. On Wednesday, when he had those two doubles, they were all tucked inside of that left field line. That's the part of the field he really likes to use, but infield right now has a pretty open right side. Carmona, second baseman, is playing towards the middle. It's more of a double play depth situation, though, here. Here's the 1-2 outside to Orr, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes.
It's not only a double play depth, but also easy access to second base if Hallmark's on the move trying to swipe the bag.
Meanwhile, you do have that left fielder, Leonis, playing pretty far towards the left field line, and Hallmark is going to go. Here's a swing and a fly ball hit into shallow center. It'll actually barely leave the infield. Garcia, with his 2 feet on the fringe of the grass, makes the catch, and Hallmark has to hustle back to first.
I wouldn't be surprised if Orr had the swing away sign on there, two strikes in the at-bat. Just couldn't quite get on top of one and put one on the ground, take out the double play ball. So maybe a bit of a missed opportunity, but still with Hallmark on first, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in motion again by the time this inning ends.
This ball game starting to have a similar feel to it to that of Thursday night, as Molina reaches out in front of a breaking ball, and it's an 0-1 count on the Woodpeckers' shortstop. 1-for-2, a double, but he really hit his fly ball to center field hard in the third as well, so he's squared up a couple of pitches today. Faces Edwin Jimenez for the first time. Right-hander throws out of the stretch. Hallmark going to second. Here comes the throw down. It is pinpoint and in time. The tag is applied to the left arm of Hallmark, sliding head first. And right now, Jefferson Kiro has a do not advance sign right on the middle of his forehead. He is throwing all these Fayetteville runners out at the moment.
And these aren't like bad jumps at all. These are great jumps that Fayetteville's getting. Just every throw is right there, right on the money.
Molina cuts through a changeup, and the count is 1-1. But on Thursday night, we were tied 1-1. Zach Robbie hit a game-tying single in the sixth. Went into extras, and there's a flailing swing and a down-and-away slider, and Edwin Jimenez picks up a strikeout, gets some help from his catcher to face the minimum in the sixth inning. 1-1 is our score. The Mudcats coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Starting with, happy birthday, Luke Faulkner.
The Woodpeckers turn away from Nick Swanson in the sixth inning and now go to Shea Berry in a 1-1 tie ball game. It is Jefferson Kiro, the Carolina catcher, leading it off. In the heart of the order, Jefferson Kiro, and then Gene Carmona to bat. Shea Berry comes in after five innings of work from Swanson. Here's a line drive hit right up the middle, but Hallmark stationed to his right over from second base in the perfect spot to make the catch belt high. And Kiro lines out, goes to 1-4-3. His impact tonight has been on the catching side of things, throwing out two Fayetteville runners. Woodpeckers are 0-for-2 on the base running front against Kiro today. And now Jackson Churio steps in. Shea Berry 0-2 with a 5.19 ERA, but that ERA was below 3 prior to his last outing at Segres Stadium. He's pitching in his ninth game. Fourth out of the bullpen, 26 and a third total innings. He's given up 15 earned runs, 2 home runs, 19 walks, 30 strikeouts, and here's a gargantuan blast way out to left. That one is off the video board, a home run. Jackson Churio has a double and a triple this week, and now he can add a solo home run. Woodpeckers had kept him quiet for the most part in this series, but now he has his biggest swing of the week. A go-ahead solo home run to make it 2-1 Mudcats in the sixth inning.
That's all the offense we've seen in this game so far. 3 solo home runs. That right there is the reason why Churio's a top 3 prospect in this system. Obviously, he can hit for average, and he's got a ton of speed, but that power is something that he has really developed over this season here in Carolina. Got all that one and gives his team the lead.
Gene Carmona punches one on a line to the opposite field. Base hit. And Shea Berry probably having some recollections of his last time on the mound at Segres Stadium with a couple of hard-hit balls. At Segres on June 26th against the Augusta Green Jackets, he gave up 2 home runs, first 2 homers he had allowed all year, along with 8 earned runs and 7 total hits. Nearly got pulled in the second, and he was able to make it through a second and then replaced afterwards. So he's trying to get right today, allow less contact, but the home run and the single. Oswald Leones now, the left-handed batter. In an 0-1 count, Berry out of the stretch, looks over that left shoulder, runner on the move to second. The pitch is down and inside. It did not hit the batter. It goes to the backstop. Palma falls back to retrieve it, and Carmona keeps on going. He makes it all the way to third. A two-base wild pitch. Carmona was trying to steal second base, and he'll get the stolen base of second, but the wild pitch sends him down to third.
Yeah, it took a brutal bounce off of Palma's right shin pad and just went dead right all the way to the backstop. Long run for him away from the play. Easy for Carmona to take that extra bag.
Here's the 1-1 to Leones, and he hits a fly ball into medium center. Lo Perfido sizing it up. He makes the catch above the shoulders, comes up throwing to the plate. The runner tags and scores. Carmona makes it in, a sack fly. And the Mudcats are up by 2. 3-1.
That extra base made all the difference in the world. Just made Leonis' job a lot easier. Get one in the air out to the outfield. He did just that. Tag up easy there for Carmona. And just like that, Carolina jumps out to a multiple run lead, taking advantage of the home run from Churio and adding to that with another hard hit ball right after and just working Carmona around the bases.
It's now Jesus Chirinos, strike 1. Looked like that two-seamer with some sink action to it in the repertoire of Shea Berry. He has a cutter as well, and the changeup and slider. 4-pitch mix by Berry. A foul off, and it's 0-2. Chirinos has had a quiet night, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Had a good chance for Berry to escape it here. The pitch is lofted out into center field again for Lo Perfido. A little more shallow this time. He takes about 10 steps forward, stops his run, and makes the grab to end the sixth. But Carolina gets in front. They take advantage of Shea Berry out of the bullpen. Solo home run and a sack fly. Make it a 3-1 ball game as we head to the final third of our game. The seventh inning is next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Thank you. my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel.
The Carolina Mudcats lead the Woodpeckers 3-1 in the top of the seventh inning, and the heart of the order coming up. Joey Loprofito, Justin Williams, Logan Cerny. Some important at-bats here against Edwin Jimenez to try and cut into the two-run deficit. First pitch, a strike to Loprofito. Now on the play-by-play for the seventh inning, let's send it back to Colin.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Jimenez back out there, and good chance we see him the rest of the ball game, as he has been a starting pitcher in 9 of his now 15 appearances this season. Fastball misses upstairs to Loprofito, 1-1. He's had some really good ones as well, including a 6-inning start where he struck out 6 batters without issuing any walks about 2 weeks ago against the Down East Wood Ducks, who the Woodpeckers will see next week at Segra Stadium. 2-1 count to Loprofito, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Jimenez from the windup, and the 2-1 is upstairs. Fayetteville started last inning with a leadoff walk. It was Jackson Hallmark before he was gunned down trying to swipe second by Jefferson Caro. He's been outstanding back behind the plate. Jam shot, shallow left field, falling quickly, and that will drop for a base hit. Loprofito is on with a leadoff single. Nice barehanded play by Leones, who bluffed that he was going to make that catch. Let it fall in front of him and just barehanded it on a hop. So Loprofito, leadoff base hit. Cleanup man Justin Williams comes to the plate representing the tying run. Williams has pulled the ball both times, rolled over on the ground, couple of ground outs to third base in an 0-for-2 effort. Jimenez, first pitch, fastball at the letters. A pair of home runs for Williams this season. Had one in the previous series against the Green Jackets, hit one the other way, just over the wall on the right at Segra Stadium, and Williams skies this one to the right side. Silva making his way towards the wall, but this one drops about 5 rows deep into the stands. Ends up under the concourse. Oh, and 2. Former Nittany Lion playing in what's going to be a much different Big Ten conference come 2024. Fastball upstairs, that's a ball. A couple of West Coast teams, USC, UCLA, joining the Big Ten. And you wonder if more are on the way, if some are on the way out. College landscape changing big time throughout the NCAA. Loprofito, pickoff move, back with a dive. Loprofito's conference, former Duke Blue Devil, ACC, going to potentially look a lot different as well. All of a sudden, with the realignment in the Big Ten, you wonder if Clemson, among other teams, might move to the SEC, as Loprofito's on the move, and he has a steal of second base, testing Caro's arm. Caro was 2-for-2 on nabbing runners prior to that, but Loprofito in with a feet-first slide. He has himself a stolen bag. For Joey, that is his 21st stolen base of the season. He's in scoring position, the 2-2 count, and Williams hits this one deep left field. That ball is gone. No, it's foul. Foul ball. Pulled a John Sterling, thought that ball was fair the whole way, and this ball is hooked foul. Home plate umpire out in front of it. And that's a humbling feeling as a broadcaster. Wow. Everyone heading back to their spots. Lo Profito to second, and Williams will try to straighten that one out.
Well, it makes you feel better calling off of the eye test. I thought it was gone, too, until Nobuyasuda makes the call there. No argument out of Joe Thon, who also has a pretty good angle at it on the third base coach's box. It was hit so high that you lost all sense of where it was along the line. And that did end up close to my car.
Another one hit left side. That ball is fair, and that ball is down the left field line. Lo Profito rounding third. He's in to score. It's not a home run, but it's an RBI double for Justin Williams. And he brings the deficit down to one. It's 3-2 Carolina with Williams representing the tying run in scoring position with still nobody out.
That's huge, Colin. Not only do you bring the run in, but now you have a base runner for your hottest hitter at the moment, Logan Czerny, to try and bring home. Your tying runner is on. The Woodpeckers needed to get something out of these part-of-the-order hitters before those bottom guys batted in, say, the eighth or the ninth, but and they've done that. So Justin Williams, a couple different ways. I thought he had the game tying home run. He'll take the double, though.
Logan Czerny, who homered earlier in the ball game, takes strike one. Good guy to have at the plate if you want to tie this game up or perhaps take the lead. He chops this one to third. Charging is Vargas. Takes a look at second, then fires on to first for the first out of the inning. Williams stays put. And Czerny is retired. Moves to 1-for-3 on the night. Miguel Palma will take a rip now. He is 0-for-2. Trying to come through and push home that tying run. A couple of ground outs for Palma on the ledger. Jimenez would be in line for the victory if he can get out of this inning and record the final 8 outs if he ends up going the rest of the way. Starts off Palma with a fastball inside. Look at Williams at second. 1-0. Breaking ball down in the dirt. That was the fourth double of the season for Williams. It seems like he has piled up a lot of extra base hits in his brief time with Fayetteville so far on the season. Pair of home runs and now four doubles to go along with it. Palma with a big swing, 2-0. Fouls it straight back. Three runs on six hits for Carolina. No errors. Fayetteville now with two runs on four base hits. Three of them extra base hits. Off speed, down and in. Three balls, one strike. The count to Palma. Still no action in the Carolina bullpen, so for the time being, it's up to Jimenez to get himself out of this situation. Palma with a big swing, 3-1, sends it in the air out to center field. Jackson Chorio underneath it, lines it up, makes the catch. Williams thought about bolting for third, but he thinks better of it. A great throw in from Chorio. So back-to-back outs from Jimenez keep the tying run at second base. So with two down, Yeris Ramirez looking to repeat the success he had in the seventh inning last night and try to potentially tie this ball game up.
That ball was hit deep enough to where Williams probably could have made it to third. You test Chorio's arm and force him to throw it accurately, but with one out, still in a spot here where you need a base hit. A sac fly can't bring you home from third, so might as well just hang out at second base.
Ramirez sees a first pitch strike. Last night's ball game, runner on first. Yaris Ramirez, in the seventh inning, launched a two-run home run to the left field corner. His sixth of the season to bring it to a three-run ball game. Now he's got a chance to tie it with so much as a base hit, but he falls behind nothing and two to Jimenez. Looking to avoid the hat trick, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Jimenez fires, and he waves at it, gets a piece, but it's held onto by Caro. Strike three, and despite having a runner on second with nobody out, Woodpeckers can't push across the tying score. We head to the seventh inning stretch. Carolina 3, Fayetteville 2 on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
For Mark Green, we'll say
lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, but doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, but doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars.
Bottom of inning number 7 on this 2nd of July. Good crowd on hand here at Five County Stadium. Mudcats lead 3-2 as Shea Berry is back on the mound, looking to rebound after giving up a pair of runs in the bottom of the 6th, including at the time the go-ahead home run for Jackson Jorio, one of the top prospects in the Brewers system. Second battery face sent one over the left center field wall. That was followed up by Gene Carmona coming around to score on Oswald Leone's sacrifice fly, and that run right now is the difference in this 3-2 contest. 1-1 called a strike to Jeremy Vargas, the 8 hitter. It's 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. 2-strike offering. Going down and away from Berry. Shea Berry had that rough outing against Augusta his last time up, but he had a good game against Augusta at the start of that series at Segra, as there's a called strike 3, and Vargas goes down looking. First strikeout recorded of the night by Berry, but went 4 shutout innings. The appearance prior, that came out of the bullpen against the Green Jackets early in the series, and had another scoreless outing over 4 innings the start prior to that, so he was in a groove before that rough first inning against the Green Jackets back on last Sunday afternoon. Luis Silva, 9-hitter for the 1-0 count. Taps this one left side, charging Ramirez off the base of his gloves, and that will go in the books as most likely an error on Ramirez. Safely to first is Silva with one down. Just didn't get it cleanly, charging hard. A lot of speed from Silva coming down the first base line, but certainly one that I'm going to assume that Ramirez will want to have back.
Just took his eyes off it, I think, at the last minute, Colin. Was charging hard and had the glove in the right spot, but looked up to start to get ready to throw his target to first, and that was the difference.
So here's Henry Mendez, 3-for-3 today. Singled in the first, solo home run in the third off Nick Swanson, and singled his last time up in the bottom of the fifth. Chops this one right side and hops over Williams' head. A bad throw forced by Hallmark, and it gets away. Up to third goes Silva. And so that'll put runners at the corners. I don't know if that'll end up being an error because Mendez was into first safely, it seemed like, and he's charged, ends up getting his fourth hit of the ball game. They actually gave Silva an infield single as well on the ball that went off of Ramirez's glove. So it's back-to-back one-out singles to put runners at the corners for Carolina. And Eduardo Garcia, who's 0-for-3 tonight, looking to add to his 40 RBIs on the season. But not a throw that Hallmark really needed to make. As a swing and a miss, Garcia down to the count 0-1. Although I don't know if it would have made a difference as Silva was rounding second, the second that Hallmark got to that ball in shallow right field. It's one of those weird high choppers that got over the first baseman's head. Palma comes out of the crouch looking over at third on a breaking ball that misses outside 1-1. Big spot. Runner going. Throw down from Palma. The tag is not in time and easily scoring is Silva from third. Mendez gets a stolen base. The lead is back up to 2 for Carolina. You wonder if Palma was just better taking a bite out of that.
Yeah, Colin, I don't understand the decision to throw down to second base at all there. Silva isn't the fastest guy on that Mudcats team, but he knew he'd be breaking for the plate. And more often than not, you don't get that out of the plate if you decide to go to second base, unless, you know, you have something designed where Hallmark's stepping in front of the bag and then he throws home. But that was a bad throw by Palma, and give the run right back.
Barry with the 2-2. Check swing, and Garcia did go around for strike three. Tough night for him. He's now 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. So with a runner at second and two down, Jefferson Caro, chance to add on to this Carolina two-run lead. They do end up giving Hallmark an error for that errant throw. So that will make that unearned run for Barry. He's now allowed 3 runs, but 2 of them earned. Caro watches a fastball miss down and away.
At least for the moment, an unearned run. If there were to be a base hit or something like that,
right,
could change.
One of those unique situations where later on in the inning, things might change the circumstances around that run. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. Caro is 1-for-3. Fielder's choice in the first, singled in the fourth, and lined out to Hallmark in the sixth. 4-2 lead for the home team. That ball gets off the mitt of Palma. Late break from second. Palma throws down, the tag is not going to be in time. Didn't get very far away from his mitt, but that was enough for Henry Mendez to get in motion. Slides in safely. And with a 3-0 count, runner 90 feet away from third with 2 down, and could be a very important insurance run for Carolina. Barry looking to get a strike over here. Infield playing back with two away. The pitch to Caro. Down and away, ball four. And Barry not very close in any of those pitches throughout that plate appearance. So Caro reaches for the third time. That puts runners at the corners. Two away in the inning. And not exactly who you want to see at the plate if you're a Woodpeckers fan. Center fielder Jackson Shorio.
Yeah, he showed why he's such a young and promising prospect back in the sixth. Just hitting one over that left center field wall, and it kept him relatively quiet all week. But then you worry that a ball player like Chorio sees one leave the yard, his confidence suddenly peaks back up, and then he starts to go on a tear.
Chorio was 0 for 2 prior to that solo home run off Barry, looking to add another home run, but he waves and misses. It's his ninth home run of the season. He's slowly but surely making his way to the top of that category across the Carolina League, joining the several others that he's among the league best of. Another off-speed from Barry, though, and he waves and misses. You wonder if, after giving up the home run on the fastball, Shea trying to stay away from that heater against Chorio. A couple of breaking balls away. 0-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a third straight slider. Down and away. And a big out for Shea Barry to get out of the inning and limit the damage. However, Carolina adds another run. We head to the eighth. 4-2 lead for the Mudcats. Fayetteville trying to bounce back. Six outs to work with on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Inning from Zebulon, 4-2 lead for the Carolina Mudcats as they try to take this series with a win tonight over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch misses just outside to the leadoff man in the inning, Rainier Rivas. He's ahead in the count. Check that, a 1-1 count now to Rivas, and to take us through the conclusion, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, the Woodpeckers got a run back in the seventh, but returned it to Carolina on a double steal in the home half of the inning. Rainier Rivas has had a couple of big swings this week, and Woodpeckers hoping to get a productive at-bat out of him beginning the eighth. He's in a 1-2 count. Here's the wind and delivery from Jimenez. It is outside. The changeup, 2-2. Rivas has a RBI, a ground rule double this week, and also a two-run home run as a line drive is hit out toward short. A leap from Garcia, and it's right over the top of his glove into the left center field alleyway. Rivas is chugging his second. Here comes the throw from Chorio. It's off the second base bag, and Rivas able to slide in with a leadoff double. So he does give the Woodpeckers a big leadoff hit. Into scoring position he goes. It's his second double this week, his third extra base hit of the series. Three extra base hits in a series, now the most for Rivas in any series since he was called up from the Florida complex. He's having a good week. He's altogether now 3-for-14, so all three of his hits have gone for extra bases. And here's Jackson Hallmark, who's trying to turn his week around. He's 0-for-11 with seven strikeouts, but he has been on tonight with a walk. That was in the sixth.
Fourth extra base hit of the night for Fayetteville as a team as well, out of five hits total.
And two of them have come against Edwin Jimenez, who they've had more success against, as Hallmark drives it into deep right center field. Angling back on it is Chorio, still going. He gets to the warning track in right center and makes the grab. Rivas tagging from second to third, in ahead of the throw. And Jackson Hallmark with a productive fly out. Every out really needs to be productive for Fayetteville at this stage. They only have five more to work with.
Back to that Rivas double. I didn't really like the decision for him to try to turn that into two, but at least you're thinking about forcing the outfield to make a play, and it worked out for him. The throw was a little bit offline. He was able to get into second safely, and just kind of him generating your own luck right there.
Yeah, it's just the point of the game, too, where you feel like you have to get a little bit more aggressive on the bases. Now, the steal has been kind of taken away from Fayetteville tonight because Jefferson Carroll is having a great night behind the plate. He's 2-for-2 in catching runners stealing. 0-1 on Orr. Here's the pitch, and he lays off an outside slider, 1-1. Orr has fouled out to first, walked, and also popped out to the shortstop, 0-for-2. Now 5-for-18 in the series. Here's the pitch. It is a low and in changeup. 2-1 on the Woodpeckers right fielder. Former Tiffin University ball player, Cody Orr. First baseman Silva plays in towards the grass. Middle infield press back. And the 2-1 home. Orr swings and bounces one softly along third, but it'll get foul. Vargas, for the fun of it, picks up in the foul territory side of the line and tags Rainier Rivas on the back of the leg.
If you're Fayetteville, you don't want a repeat of what happened last inning with Justin Williams in scoring position with nobody out, and they just weren't able to get him across. Three straight retired after, and that could loom large depending on the outcome of this game.
Corner shallow, middle infield back, the pitch to Orr, line drive into center field. Chorio circling around, makes the catch, and Rivas coming down the third base line. He tags and scores. Another sack fly. This time the Woodpeckers get one, and they're back within a run, 4-3. Two productive outs for the Woodpeckers. Hallmark the fly to center field, and Orr as well. He drives in his first run of the game. Back to one.
It's been a great week for Cody Orr at the plate altogether. I mean, even when he's not getting on base or getting hits, just making a difference out there, working deep counts, and in this case, getting a ball deep enough to drive home an important run late in the ballgame.
Molina with an 0-1 count, and there's a fastball called for strike two on the corner. Woodpeckers need to get a stop, though, in the bottom of the eighth inning, even if you just get one here. Can't allow that run to be returned again to Carolina. Molina goes down low to get a slider, swings and misses, and he is retired. One run scores, Rivas doubles, comes across on the Orr sack fly, and it's a 4-3 game going to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
Shea Berry has allowed at least one run in each of his two innings on the mound tonight as we play the bottom of the eighth and the first pitch, a broken bat roller out towards short. Near the middle of the diamond, Molina collects and throws to first. One pitch, one out for Berry. And so the Woodpeckers need is a scoreless inning out of Shea, keeping it a 4-3 game. The Woodpeckers have scored a run in the seventh and in the eighth. They've scored in 3 of 8 innings tonight, but have been trailing since a 2-run bottom of the sixth for Carolina. They went up in front, a 3-1. Fayetteville scored in the first, as make it the top of the seventh, as did Carolina in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then a sack fly by Cody Orr, bringing home Rainier Rivas in the eighth to get it back to 4-3. Carolina's out hitting the Woodpeckers tonight, 8-5. Oswald Leones drove in a run with a sack fly in the sixth. He bounces this one opposite way out towards third. Ramirez backhands, as does Williams on the other end of the diamond. He digs out a one-hopping throw. Great play on both ends. And there's two quick outs for Shea Berry. That sinker working to his benefit.
That's why a clean eighth inning is so important for Berry and the Woodpeckers. When you look at who they have coming up at the top of the ninth, 3, 4, and 5 hitters, all guys who have contributed offensively in this ballgame.
And now it's Jesus Chirinos after his first two teammates went down quickly. He takes the strike, wants to ease into this at-bat. Infield plays deep against Chirinos, the DH. He is 0-3, pair of strikeouts and a fly out to center. Berry's pitch is popped up and out of play behind home. Big Saturday night crowd sticking around until the final out of this one with fireworks post-game. Still a little bit of light outside. Gonna have to slow down if we're ready for a fireworks show. Slider misses down and outside. It's a 1-ball and 2-strike count.
Still haven't hit the 2-hour mark.
Yeah.
Hour 55 at this point.
1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, and Berry strikes out Chirinos, and he works his way through a critical 1-2-3 quick bottom of the eighth. He keeps it at a one-run game, and as you said, Colin, those big hitters coming up. Loperfido, Williams, and Cerny, the heart of the order in the top of the ninth when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Yes, indeed. That is us, Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey. Thanks for being with us tonight on this Saturday evening in Zebulon, North Carolina. Right in the middle point of this 4th of July weekend, the series conclusion tomorrow, which will commence at 6:30, just like tonight. This Saturday night crowd hanging around and waiting for the sun to drop a little bit more before some fireworks. We played a snappy one tonight, Colin. 2 hours and 3 minutes in front of a five-county stadium crowd of 5,582. The Wood final four batters he faced, including the side and the order, heart of the Woodpeckers order, in that impressive ninth inning. Again, the final time of game, 2 hours and 3 minutes, and our Saturday night crowd here in Zebulon, 5,582. That advances us to tomorrow's series conclusion. Again, it won't be a daytime game tomorrow. Another fireworks show in store for the 3rd of July, so we'll play at 6:30, and it'll be right-hander Carlos Calderon on the mound, 2-3 record with a 4.39 ERA, and Carlos Rodriguez will pitch for the Mudcats, 2-3, with a 3.44. After that, the Woodpeckers return home for a Monday 4th of July contest. That game is at 6:05 against the Down East Wood Ducks, and starting pitchers are still to be announced, but we can tell you there's a giveaway, a 4th of July Woodpeckers shirt giveaway to the first 1,000 in the building, and we have a huge fireworks show spectacular scheduled for Monday night as well, immediately following the conclusion of that ball game. Our final line scores for one final time tonight before we leave you. The Woodpeckers, 3 runs on 5 hits and an error. Carolina, 4 runs on 8 hits and no errors. The win goes to Jimenez. He's 2-3. Barry, the loss, he is 0-3. The Mudcats improved to 38-36. 4-4 in the second half, with the Woodpeckers fall to 33-40. 2-6 overall in the second half. Until tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch and a 6:15 pregame show. I'm Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey tonight. Thanks so much for making us a part of your evening, Woodpeckers fans. Have a very safe rest of your Saturday night and the remainder of your 4th of July weekend. We hope to talk to you tomorrow on the air. If not, then we will see you at Segra Stadium on Monday. 4-3 the final tonight. Carolina wins this series with a Game 5 victory. Woodpeckers will hope to bounce back on Sunday in the conclusion. Thanks for tuning us in tonight from Zebulon, North Carolina. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.